after playing on Thursday, what's the key to just a quick turnaround and dealing with all that?
It's all mental, man. You know, you got to physically get your rest, you know, recover your body, you know, from the bumps and bruises from Sunday, because, you know, Thursday is usually the day you start feeling a little bit better, you know, stuff like that. So you got to just spend extra time recovering. You know, you got to get your rest, you know, especially with, you know, Monday, you know, and Tuesday not being off. You know, you're back on it again. So, you know, the most important thing is getting your rest and then just being locked in mentally, you know, because you got to let your body recover physically, but mentally you just got to be in, you know, on the film, you know, on their techniques, on all those things.
What have you done, as you sit here now, that you wouldn't have done in a normal week?
Talking about this? I watched three games last night, whereas usually I'll watch a couple, one game. On a game night, I'll watch one before I go to bed, getting ready for the next team. But I watched three, maybe even bits and pieces of four games. You know, just trying to get, you know, the overload of film in. Yeah, that's the key right now. I need a nap. It comes in tonight though. I go to bed super early if my son lets me. Definitely tonight. You know, today and from here on out is definitely the time to do it. Yeah, no, that helps. That, you know, it's a division game. Obviously, they'll have some different wrinkles, which we won't know until the game starts and you see it. But playing against them now, however many times it's been, it seems like I've been doing this too long now. It's only been 2 years. You know the personnel. You know, we speak about that a lot when we've played a team twice or three or four times. You know the personnel. What matchups and routes and certain things you like. You know those kind of things. So that helps. That's a big thing. Whereas like a team like last week, you know, not playing them, you haven't played them well. You got to learn all those things throughout the week as well.
You end up spending less time kind of reviewing yesterday's game as a result. You just need to
Yeah, I spend less time. I still do it. You know, I still watched it. You know, I still watched I think as soon as all my family left the house, I turned it on, watched it, made my own corrections and, those kind of things. And then Coach Downing will have, you know, what he thinks and all those things. And we'll get by that really quick because, essentially right now it doesn't matter. You know, we got to get ready and prepare for San Diego because they're a good team. It's even, because like in my head, you know, it's whatever play is on there. You know, I'm going through the plays and they just happen to be back to back, so we got them done early, got those over with, and moved on to the good stuff. But there's always things to learn from, even on the good ones. You know, we talk about that too all the time. You know, even, you know, throwing touchdowns, you're like, I could have got out a little bit earlier, or maybe I could have put the ball here, or maybe there. And that's to me what, separates people. You know, you have to be able to look at every single play and just pick yourself apart. You know, you got to be your own worst critic, because if you're not, you're just going to be like, okay, I did that well, and forget about it. You know, so I overload myself with that kind of stuff. Just, you know, what else can I do better on this play, even if it is good?
What can you do better to take care of the football there?
Oh, man, don't throw it to them, you know. sometimes, you know, especially in this league, it's going to happen. Obviously, you'd never want it to happen, but especially as much as we throw it, it's going to happen every now and then. But it's definitely something that I hate. It's definitely something I can't stand, is turning the ball over. And, that's the hard part. You know, I do take chances sometimes too. I do try and fit things into tight windows, and either it's going to turn out great or it's going to be their ball, you know. So I just got to be smarter there. And, put our team, in a better situation. I don't have to make every play. You know, I don't have to do it all on my own. And sometimes I get so competitive, I just want to, just because I care. You know, I want to win so bad, and I'm not doing it on purpose. But any interception is ugly, so, yeah.
That's the biggest thing that you need to work on right now, or what else?
No, because you could take a look back at, we could look at all 11 of them and, we could say, I see why that happened, or I see why that happened. It doesn't matter. You just got to keep playing your game. And that's something that Coach Del Rio told me. He said, after the second one, man, just keep playing your game. Those kind of things are going to happen. Sometimes, they get paid, two to do this. They scout you. They do these things. And it's not always going to be pretty, but we'll just grow from it and, just continue to grow and play your game.
I'm sure it's not universal and Jack probably can't can get mad, but it seems mm-hmm. like at halftime during that Broncos game and then after you threw those two picks, he chose calm there. I guess at this level with grown men, NFL players, have you guys responded to that sort of leadership and that sort of tone?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, because then you see what he thinks about you, you know. He knows that he doesn't need to come, you know, cuss you out or rip you or anything like that, you know. You know, he just comes over and just makes sure, you know, that you're doing all right. You know, make sure, hey, you're still confident, still go out there and sling it. You know, don't worry about that stuff, man. It's going to happen. You know, obviously you don't want it to happen, like we said, but, you know, he said, you know, when he reacts that way, it's like, okay, man, he just believes in me. You know, he just wants me to keep playing. Okay, I'm just going to go out there and keep playing. And, you know, that's what we're able to do and bounce back from it.
You look at the numbers in it, and it's almost, you could look at it and think, man, this offense was better in late October and November than it is now, later in the season, when you hope you'd be better. Is that, when do you think that's true, or is that just circumstance, or?
It's hard to say, you know. You could make an argument for all of it, you know. You could be like, man, it's a circumstance, you know, man, you know, it's the coverages people play, you know. There's a lot of different things that go into it, you know, because you can't just say, oh yeah, it's this thing, and then hang our hat on that. You know, it's just, you know, it happened to be, you know, just not our best game yesterday. You know, it just wasn't, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to bounce back from it early, you know, quick this week. Yeah.
Your last chance this Thursday to play at home. You know, is that something you guys relish the fact that you get another quick chance to try to kind of get back on track and finish the home season off strong?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that. You know, I like that it's a quick turnaround. You know, I wish all of them were quick turnarounds, good or bad. You know, I just love playing football. You know, so the quicker we can get back out there, quicker we can get in front of our fans and, you know, have one last home game. You know, this will be our last home game this year. So I'm you know, really fired up to play in front of our crowd. You know, it'll just be in the moment, you know, because in reality it could be, you know. You know, we're all human, we know that, but at the same time it's something that, you know, like we all know, it's out of any of our control. You know, we don't know if it is or isn't, you know, all those things. But, you know, I think just in the moment, just being there, I don't know what it'll be like, but you know, I'm sure our fans will be fired up though.
What's been your favorite part about playing with Coliseum?
Oh my goodness, the fans. It really is, you know, just there. You know, they're so into it. They're so passionate. They want us to succeed so bad, just like we do. And, you know, we're turning that corner, man. So, you know, it's fun to play in front of them. It's fun to, you know, see them cheer and excited, man. My favorite part is when we win a football game and just looking around in the crowd, just seeing everybody high-fiving and hugging, you know, laughing, all those things. That's the stuff that fires me up, man. That's been my favorite part.
You know, he's on the other side of the ball, but what's your observation? I mean, maybe you've gone against him in practice of what makes Amerson so good. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, right? You know, in practice, you just – the first thing that stands out is his athleticism, you know, and how long his arms are. You know, he's got real long arms. He plays the ball well, you know, when the ball's in the air, you can't sneak one by him, you know, because he can, as you can tell, he can lay out, you know, make the play on the ball. He knows where the ball's at, and he knows how to put himself in position to make those plays. And another thing that sticks out is how quick his feet are. You know, sometimes you'll think a throw is open and you'll let it go in practice, and he can recover so quickly and with his length, you know, get his hand on the ball and knock it down, you know. So those are, you know, things that, you know, stick out to me, and I'm just happy he's on our team and I don't have to throw against him all the time.
As much as you like to throw the ball down the field, and as much as everybody would prefer, you don't stiff arm anybody anymore. Do you think there's more plays to be had using your feet?
You know, I don't know. You know, I obviously I'll never, you know, make a living doing it. You know, I think that was the most I ran, you know, ran in a game, you know, it was yesterday. But it was because they were playing a lot of, you know, two-man, two-high coverages. And I tried to force a ball in it early. It didn't work out. And I said, you know what, if I'm going to pick these up, you know, I'm not going to put us in a bad situation. I'll just go do it with my feet. So it's something that, you know, I can do. And if I have to do it to win, absolutely. I'll run the ball 20 times, you know, to help us win. But, you know, in a situation like that, I just couldn't put ourselves in a team, our team in a bad situation again like I did early. Awful. You know, I played baseball, so I mean, I can do it, you know, but I just prefer the physical part, I guess.